True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My father said one of these actors who's portraying the adversaries.
Yeah.
Kind of a jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could go look at the cast, I feel like, and guess who.
Is Jimmy Smits in that show?
I mean, he pops up on every show for a season and then...
That's what I'm saying.
He's in Dexter just randomly.
Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, he had a nice long run. What, NYPD Blue?
He was most known for NYPD Blue. When it was a scandal back then.
The West Wing.
Wasn't it a big scandal back in the day when they showed Dennis Franz's bare ass on network television? Wasn't
God,
that the big scandal?
That's such like a cellulite ass, too.
Right.
That's a big man's ass.
But I remember back in the 90s,
ain't
it was a big deal.
Nothing pretty about that ass.
You know, post 10 o'clock, they were going to show a butt, and I think it was, a terrible-looking guy butt on NYPD Blue.
And that the scriptwriters had to go to him and say, our big reveal for this season is that we're going to have your...
No, they had to go to the
chubby
censors.
Ass.
I was too young for that. I always call Jimmy Smits like a bullpen actor. He's a good actor. That's not meant as a slight.
He'll come out of your bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, like if a show needs somebody to maybe give it a little spark mid-season, they're going out to the mound, they're tapping the arm, and here comes Jimmy Smits.
No, they might have accidentally shown, I think it was not accidentally, I think NYPD Blue, I had to look it up, Amy Brenneman, remember her? She's been on a million shows, too.
I don't think I do, unless
they
showed, saw a face.
Quote, side angles of breasts and brief views of buttocks, outraging viewers. Yeah, I believe so.
Huh. What season? What episode?
I think it was like the series premiere, Pony.
Man, Tulsa King's got some good-ass reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
I have
man.
Heard very good things about that show.
Season 2 got 100% score.
Of which show?
Tulsa King.
Wow.
What if they did a season where all of the adversaries were just opponents that Rocky had? Of course, Carl Weathers has passed, but I mean, you
Clubber
still have
Lang
Dolph Lundgren.
Clubber Lang comes to Tulsa, trying
Mr.
to run
T.
the whiskey business. Well, I was about to say Thunder Lips, but that ain't happening anymore, brother. Who else?
Spider Rico, maybe, from
dude,
the early one?
Actually, this is getting kind of grim kind of quick. Tommy Morrison was
I know,
Tommy
I was
Gunn,
thinking of him,
dead.
Too. George Washington Duke.
Could they get Mickey to come back from beyond the grave to be a crappy business manager
Donnie,
for him?
Donnie, guess who's in this
crappy
show,
quarterman?
Tulsa King? The guy who played Herc on The Wire. Do you remember him?
Yes.
The detective, the bald
yes.
guy? He's a
yeah,
big-time actor.
I remember him.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big-time show, man.
Well, yeah, it's got Sylvester Stallone and my dad in it.
I like that you just sneak your dad in there as like... Frank Grillo's in it. Frank Grillo, I'm just assuming, without having seen the show... I am assuming that Frank Grillo is a bad guy because Frank Grillo has been a bad guy in every show he has ever been in.
Dwight the General Manfredi is the name of Sylvester Stallone's character.
Frank Grillo's character's names? Bill Bevilacqua.
I mean, the lead female in this movie or in this show who definitely is likely Sylvester Stallone's love interest has got to be like 30 years younger than him.
Andrea Savage?
Yeah. Isn't it funny the way that works?
She's 52.
And how old's he?
I mean, he's probably close to 80, right? Late 70s.
79.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
Wait, isn't Andrea Savage, doesn't she play the, I could have swore she played like the therapist in Step Brothers
or does.
Something.
She's in Step Brothers.
Okay, that's what, Denise, the therapist. She's like, this is a violation of everything or whatever. Isn't it at the end, she's like, this goes against everything I believe, but damn if he doesn't look good wearing that pirate hat.
Wait, which one was she into? John C. Reilly or
no,
Will Ferrell?
She's into Will Ferrell, I believe.
Yeah.
No, because the other guy's wife is into John C. Reilly.
Yes.
Man, Stallone looks like he's gotten some Botox done, huh? Holy crap.
You don't say.
You know who else does? Brady. Brady looks like he's got a plastic face.
He doesn't look like a real person. He does
What's
not.
What's going on with that,
they
man?
Showed him, they showed him up in the booth for that Raiders game because it was all controversial. He looks like one of those like severe cartoon drawings of a bad guy where all the faces is just right angles.
Well, the stenographer,
and
when he was in court for the
he made him look like a horrifying human being.
Screwed him up just like
it was
Uncle
like Junior
Jim.
Soprano.
Yeah. And Brady was all pissed about it, just like June was on Sopranos.
I got a take on Brady. I think he's still right now the greatest quarterback ever to play. Mahomes still has time to close a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
I could deal without pretty much everything involving Tom Brady post-playing career. He just kind of seems like an annoying, phony jackwagon.
I agree with what Crowley said. I think he's outstanding in interviews. I think he's a terrible color analyst. When he goes
the whole bit, like, I'm an owner, I'm going to be looming over everyone.
Oh, yeah,
everyone.
I don't like that.
You know what there is? There's a lot of Michael Jordan tendencies there where I think he's like a borderline sociopath competitor who's hit it a little better.
No, I don't think he's hit it at all. By the way, speaking of Crowley, do you think that would you say this day is a win or a loss? He goes to the backyard brawl with all his college buddies. He sees West Virginia win. He loves West Virginia. He cries during Country Roads.
Even though it was a song written about the state of Virginia.
He sees all this happen with his own eyes.
Yeah.
But then he poops his pants.
He pooped his pants?
Yes.
That's a bad day. I'm sorry. You're married with children and you poop your pants. It's a bad day. If you're formally out of diapers, it's a bad day. The only way pooping your pants and something else happening isn't a bad day is if you win minimum $10 million in the lottery.
No, I think if I won a few hundred thousand dollars, it would still be worth it. But
can you imagine he just wins the Powerball?
He won nothing. All he has is a sentimental memory of watching his college football team win, but then he pooped himself.
And that is confirmed.
I mean, he said it
he
on the air.
His pants.
Unless he was making it up. Malsy, text him right
Another
now.
Another great SNL sketch. Oops, I crap my pants.
Text him right now and ask him, did you poop your pants after the backyard brawl?
All right.
Donnie, is that a W or an L for the day?
I think it's an L if that really happened. Everything else was so great. I mean, but
that's like the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead right there. You're thinking you're having one of the best days of your life, and then you poop yourself?
Crowley, did you poop your pants after the backyard brawl? Sorry, I'm doing this on Siri. Here we go. Let's see what he says.
By the way, we still haven't gotten to Donnie's debrief. Go ahead, Donnie, hit it.
The debrief, September 16, 2025. So the Steelers have signed a receiver. That might hurt Pony's Roman Wilson auction house bet. Isaiah Hodgins, who last played with the Giants, has signed with the team per Jordan Schultz. So what I did, I texted our buddy Sean Marash at WFAN.
Yeah.
With that tweet, and then just a question of, is this guy a bum?
Is that literally how you worded it?
Yes.
I'm going to guess he's going to say complimentary things because he helped the Giants win a playoff game a couple years ago.
He did. He gave a way more positive review than I anticipated. He said, very quick, slick route runner, plays a big slot, was huge in the playoff run. Problem is, no specials and isn't all that fast. Good hands, good route runner, kind of in no man's land in the league right now. A third or fourth option, but provides nothing on special teams. He will be a fan favorite kind of guy that's easy to root for, but not a big time difference maker.
You didn't ask him to write you Encyclopedia Britannica.
He's like another tight end. This is what he described there.
So that would be a roster with five tight ends now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I described him, but I didn't. He gave you a biblical text back on that.
No, he sent like five texts.
All right, we got an answer from Crowley. You guys ready?
Yes.
Crowley, did you poop your pants after the brawl? Instantaneous response at approximately 11:35 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, my God.
What time did he say?
11:35 p.m. That was a 3:30 kick. So 4 hours after the brawl, he was still so hammered that he pooped himself.
Was he at home or was he with his buddies? Do we know how that went?
I'm going to write, where were you?
I told you guys.
And who were you with?
I told you guys. Oh, my goodness.
Who admits that? Just lie and say you didn't.
Oh, God.
Why is he telling the truth? I'm serious.
I think it is an L. I mean,
it's a West Virginia team that's going nowhere. You just lost to Ohio last week. You're not going to win the BCS.
It's a huge BCS.
You know what I mean?
It's a huge rivalry game, and he's there, and he hears Country Roads, and it's a dramatic comeback. All that's fine and dandy, but you wrap it all up.
I mean, what a denouement of that story.
And what did he do?
I just wrote, where were you and who were you with? And I'm expecting a response here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw everything away.
Oh, right?
That's not salvageable.
Oh, my God. That's brutal, dude.
I'm waiting for him to actually send a response here. I really hope he...
I mean, that's...
Where did you first hear this? That this had happened to
he
him?
He said it on the air. And I'm shocked it hasn't become a bigger story.
He wrote 11:35 Eastern Standard Time. I assume that's before or after the game and not before it. Because if he pooped 4 hours before the game,
No, it was definitely after.
All right, we got the dots on my phone here, so vamp for a second because we've got an answer coming from our guy.
How do you let that happen to yourself?
I think
he's got to be pushing 30 now, right?
Oh,
Adam?
He's like 34. Oh, he's well into his 30s.
Yeah. He's probably like 5 or so years older than me.
Here's the thing. Here's where it happened at his house by himself. I was just taking a leak at my house with a big smile on my face. So,
trusted a fart.
Time out. If I think there's even the slightest chance.
You're already in there.
Yep.
No. If I think there's even the slightest chance, especially at home, that a pee could lead to an involuntary poop, I'm sitting down to pee.
Turn it around.
Don't drown. Right? Holy crap. So he's, just to create the picture, standing at toilet in his own home, just taking a leak and then a turd comes.
Well,
like,
at least if that's the case, he likely only had like boxers or briefs on or whatever. It's not like he was fully clothed, I would assume.
I guess it's foreign to me that you could think that such a thing might happen. Because your body would be telling you that there's a chance this would happen, and you just stand up. BLV in the YouTube comments. Didn't Pony admit to pissing the bed? Why is he laughing so hard? Fair point.
But it, okay, let me see if I can sum up a response to that. That was me partying, getting pretty much blackout drunk. And it wasn't like an all-time day in my life that I ruined. It was just a Friday or Saturday.
Well, DPJ has your back here. He says being drunk and peeing in a bed is way more acceptable than pooping yourself
yes,
when awake.
And that also happened to me like when I was in my 20s. You just said he's almost 35?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, dude.
I think this person, there's one more person who said, I think this is like a like a Crowley commercial. He said, Doran, it's Crowley. I pooped my pants. I pooped him hard, Doran.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.